British Prime Minister David Cameron has pledged $1.3 billion in extra funding to help vaccinate poor children against preventable diseases like pneumonia. The Global Alliance on Vaccines says 4 million lives can be saved over 4 years if the world's developed nations contribute $3.7 billion in extra funds by 2015. Emma McCarthy reports.
The vaccines combat preventable diseases like pneumonia, malaria, and TB, some of which are the biggest killers of children under the age of 5 in sub-Saharan Africa, more so than the HIV/AIDS epidemic. The UK has already committed £2 billion over 30 years, more than any other nation by some distance. Cameron, in fact, who has faced criticism in Britain for ring-fencing international aid at a time when domestic spending is being slashed to cut a gaping budget deficit, defended his decision.
To those who point to other countries that are breaking their promises and say that makes it okay for us to do the same, I say no, it's not okay. Our job is to hold those other countries to account, not to use them as an excuse to turn our back on people who are trusting us to help them. And to those who say, fine, but we should put off seeing through those promises to another day because right now we can't afford to help, I say we can't afford to wait. How many minutes do we wait? 3 children die every minute from pneumonia alone. Waiting is not the right thing to do.
More donors, including the United States, France, Germany, Japan, and others, are expected to add their pledges later Monday in an effort to stump up an extra $3.7 billion that Gavi needs to fund its programs through to 2015. I'm Emer McCarthy.